Okay. This is the start to the ESFFL podcast for the preseason of 2023. I'm Jeff Rogers, your fantasy football commissioner, and I'm here at GOP Poker Night, where you can go to www.poker.com. Is that what it is? No, GOP.poker. Sorry.
Yeah, we own that.
Sorry for that misnomer there, but we're at Poker Night. We're an impromptu chin-up contest that's broken out, but irrespective of that, I'm going to sit down here with my week one opponent, by the way, Steve Oliver, the Breckenridge Pink Slippers. How you doing, Steve?
Jeff, I'm doing very well right now. Until you pulled out this script for me and I realized I have some players that are hurt that I haven't been paying attention to.
This is true. You got Joe Burrow with a calf strain. Jonathan Taylor with a trade request. Now, this is interesting because you probably want him on a team other than the Colts, I would think. I think the Colts aren't looking good this year. Is that right?
I agree. I do not think they'll be very good this year, although I like the idea of a bad team with a lot of passes out of the backfield.
That is true. That can help. But the Colts now have a scrambling quarterback, and a lot of times they don't look for that dump-off pass. They just take it and run. So I think getting away from the Colts will be good for Fred Taylor. Did I say Fred Taylor? I meant Jonathan Taylor.
Maurice Jones-Drew? No, I think that a team he goes to, but it'll be interesting to see where he ends up. Miami, I'm not sure what other teams are looking at him, but it could be helpful. Or
I think just about any other team than Indianapolis. And he's also disgruntled in Indianapolis. Yeah. So I think just about any other team.
Yep, I know. I agree.
But rather than go through the players right off the bat here, let's talk about the matchup at large. Like, isn't it crazy that this is now 3 years in a row the Bay Foxes and the Pick Slippers match up in week one? But regardless, like, we're not in the same division yet. It seems year after year we're matched up against each other, these schedule-making gods. It kind of reminds me, remember when Peyton Manning was with the Colts and Tom Brady was with the Patriots? And it seemed like they matched up every year, even though they weren't in the same division. This is crazy, right? Is it crazy?
It is. It's really crazy. I mean, I can't put it into words other than crazy, stupid love.
And also, not only did we meet up in the regular season last year, we met up in the first ever Johnson Cup qualifying tournament. I eked out a 6-point victory there, but that was crazy. After we tied in week one, it wasn't that crazy.
We have a very interesting history, that's for sure. When push comes to shove, it's always a good battle.
And I think I'm pretty confident this is the only ESFFL matchup between two teams that has three ties. We tied three times. Is that not incredible?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's incredible. Now, we started looking at the rosters. I shouldn't mention we're still in the initial roster selection process. So we're only looking at our first 12 players, our 10 reserves, and our two draft picks. And you mentioned some injuries. We also didn't talk about Terry McLaurin with a big toe sprain.
Is that what he has? He's the only
turf toe.
He has. Okay, so he has turf toe. Thanks, man. He's not somebody that I think. Well, he's a question. All my wide receivers are guys that I'm just hoping two or three can just put up points. None of them are the superstar that's out there. Like you have in a lot of cases. So I have to hope that with him being out, some of the other guys that I'll get will step up.
Yeah. So I think I'm looking a little lean at running back, though. Right now I've only got Najee Harris and McCaffrey.
That's an interesting – I think a little bit of an interesting development is what's going to happen in San Francisco. What's going on in San Francisco?
Is Brock Purdy for real? That's one question.
Yeah, and if he's not for real, then you stack the box, and what can McCaffrey do? And McCaffrey is – you know, he's one rush away from an injury.
that's very much true.
Yeah. And so I think in both your cases, both running backs, who are you going to pick up that's going to sort of cover your wide receivers? I think your wide receivers are very good.
Yeah, well, that was my – obviously I drafted Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sky Moore. And Sky Moore, I'm hoping, becomes Kansas City's, you know, Patrick Mahomes' go-to guy. But that's a long shot, or a medium shot, maybe.
Yeah.
But that was my emphasis this year, was wide receivers, because I felt I was a little weak there. You know, Tyreek Hill had a great season, but I did feel I was a little weak there last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in your receivers, like, Sky Moore could be a huge hit. Debo Samuel... Right?
Great. We need a comeback year. We need a comeback year from Debo. He was a little weak last year. Yeah,
could be great. Maybe not. Maybe he's a disappointment. But
he's a Dal Joneser. He's up and down.
Yeah. Amon St. Brown. What's his injury?
His injury, I think, might be a low ankle sprain, maybe.
Okay. All right.
Jim, Amon-Ra St. Brown, what's his injury? Is it low ankle sprain? Mid ankle sprain.
Okay.
Which is worse than the high ankle.
Yeah.
No, I think the high ankle is worse. But
yeah, Vicky Vale's good at taking out mid ankle sprains, just so you know.
Okay. All right.
Vicky Vale? Okay.
That was a great song by Prince, by the way.
Sexy mother bleep. Okay, I can't sing that Prince song, though.
All right.
Where are we?
Getting back to fantasy football, any more comments you want to make before I go to one Brian Hutchinson and see if he has any comments?
Whoa. No, I think I would love to hear what he has to say about it.
Let's take this interview to Brian Hutchinson, owner of the Bruce City Bombers. We're looking at your week one matchup against the Cockatiels. Of course, we don't have our full rosters yet, just the first 12. But looking at your team there, what are your prospects for the new season?
I'm hoping to improve, and I've been improving ever since the beginning. So when you start as low as I did, there's only one way to go.
You've built a strong roster. I mean, you've had some rough seasons, but that's given you good draft picks, and you've built a really strong roster with Patrick Mahomes, and Herbert, and Barkley, McCaffrey. Like, your top line guys are strong.
Yep.
Yeah. Barkley and McCaffrey in the same backfield.
First couple of years, I was cursing whoever I picked as running back. They would get the way they didn't make it to week four, right?
Well, it's gonna be dependent on them staying on the field. That's a big part of this.
Yeah, so that was the tough part the first year. But I was actually really happy last night when I was picking the team. I thought it's gonna be fun to watch.
And when you, I'm just gonna make an admission here. Like, I try to stay on top of who these players are. But Jaden Reed threw me for a loop, but I researched him, and it sounds like this is a good pick.
Yeah, no, I mean, I spent many minutes on the internet looking
for him. Of course.
No, I did a little bit of research. Yeah, I think he's gonna be solid. Yeah, I never know what to do with him. But it'll be fun.
It's gonna be another fun year. So good luck to the Bruce City Brommers. Here comes someone that has won one. What's this game called over here?
Shuffleboard.
I wanted to say billiards. I knew that wasn't correct. One billiards championship, but let's see what we got here. Yeah, still plenty of time here in this pass card. Oh, so what was the result of the pull-up contest? Who's doing shots? Oh, I'm not doing pull-ups. No. Jim Sullivan, what are your thoughts on this upcoming fantasy football season? Let's get serious here for just a second.
I'm excited. A lot of breakout second year guys.
Yeah.
A lot of good rookies. Seems like the veterans are sort of being replaced.
It's a new era in fantasy football.
It's a really exciting time.
And of course, Patrick Mahomes still leads the team here. Of course, he still won the Mahomes Garoppolo bet that I still haven't paid off.
Right.
But maybe we'll take care of that this season. Maybe.
You know, I was one of the original Patrick Mahomes pickups.
That is correct.
The year he played the one game.
Exactly, and you reserved him the next year. And I remember that year in the preseason when he was throwing interceptions and you were sweating a little bit.
And then I
had Garoppolo, same situation. I picked him up the year before. And we made a little side bet. And I was feeling confident when Mahomes was throwing those interceptions. And it just did not work out for me. All right, Chad's doing pull-ups here. So we'll leave it be. We have Scott Zero here of the
former pending owner.
Yes, the Mid-Atlantic Meat Curtains. Still undefeated, by the way.
Yep, that's right.
I do have a ESFFL gift for you, but I failed to bring it tonight. But I'll hook you up with that at some point in time. All right, that's Chad Agostinelli doing pull-ups here. We'll move on to Joe Wax. Joe, we thank you for being host this evening for this poker event and also this ESFL podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
And you have any thoughts that you want to share with the podcast listeners?
No, I actually don't.
All right, well then
I will admit I miss it a little bit.
Okay. All right. All right. He's been out of the league a couple years. Yeah.
Yeah, might get me back at some point.
Former owner of the Landenberg Blue Hoagies. Always a great regular season team. Never a great regular season team.
That was epic, wasn't it?
I only missed the playoffs once, I think.
All right. So I'm gonna give you a task. I'm going to give you an action item here, Joe. That's to restart the music so we can take this thing home and get back to poker. So, Joe's going to pick out a selection here to take us home.
Bring it on.
We're going to get back to the poker table and see what happens here.
Somebody asked me for a little salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper coming at us. With Spinderella as the third member, of course. Steve, you can always do a search, Joe. You can just search salt and pepper.
All right, well, fine. You're getting rest street. Screw it.
All right, Joe's going to pick something else other than – here it comes. So these are for all the Penn Staters in the crowd. Allen Robinson, Saquon Barkley. What's the quarterback? Sean Clifford. Yeah, all these guys. Trace McSorley, free agent. Kurt Warner, baby. Curtis P. Enos. And you've listened to this podcast in its entirety.